Welcome to What Am I Looking At? A podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Timma Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. In today's episode, I want to talk about one of the most controversial contemporary artists. The works that he produced in the 1990s typically made headlines across the world. I'm referring to the British artist Damien Hirst, who seems to truly enjoy pushing everyone's buttons. His 1993 work, Mother and Child Divided, in particular, brought him quite a bit of notoriety. There are many references and layers of symbolism, a lot to unpack with this one. The piece consists of four large tanks, each holding half of a bisected animal in formaldehyde. As you can guess from the title, the animals are a mother and her offspring, in this case, a cow and her calf. The four tanks are arranged close together in an exhibition space with the tanks for the calf in front of those for the mother, who has her neck stretched out as if she's reaching out to her child. Eerily, you can also walk through the bisected halves, which makes you viscerally aware of the immense size of these animals. The tanks for the adult cow are 6 feet tall and 10.5 feet long. Walking through bodies that have been cut in half is also just a deeply strange and unsettling experience that draws attention to death and makes you uncomfortably aware of your own mortality. The title, Mother and Child Divided, is also significant. It references Renaissance portraits of the Madonna and Child and is meant specifically to humanize the animals and to generate an emotional reaction in the viewer. It draws attention to the nurturing bond between parent and child, which also means that the viewer realizes quickly that this emotional bond between animals is not as valued as that between humans. Historical context is also extremely important in getting a full understanding of just how disturbing this piece is. Some of you might remember mad cow disease and the worldwide fears that it was going to infect humans on a large scale. The disease actually reached its peak in the 1990s, exactly when Hirst made this work. By the end of the scare, almost 200,000 cattle had been infected in Great Britain and more than 4 million had been slaughtered to try to stop the spread of the disease to other species. The work is a gruesome reminder of that devastation and fear. Damien Hirst has made many other controversial pieces since the early 1990s and won multiple awards for doing so. One of the most recent is a diamond-encrusted human skull that also has multiple layers of meaning. I'll save that one for a later podcast. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.